Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, we got a victory Monday here in the playoffs. First seventh seed to ever win a playoff game, Green Bay Packers. This is the On My Block podcast. I'm your host, Mike Wall. Thanks for watching. If you're enjoying, hit that like button, subscribe, and review us on our iTunes. On our YouTube channel, Process to Perform. Hit me up, MikeWall68 on X. Process to Perform on Instagram. And, of course, you can get the audio version of the podcast wherever you get your podcasts on the Believe Network. Of course, we're watching film, so you might be missing out on some stuff. Packers podcast here is hosted by Bet Online with NFL playoffs and the NBA season in full swing. Bet Online has you covered with all up to the second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and information on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. So head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLAAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. The Packers probably cost some people their jobs yesterday. Let's just call it what it is. You go into Arlington and you defeat the Dallas Cowboys 48-32. It's not even kind of that close. Dallas score a bunch of points when Packers kind of give up the ship. Send some backups in. This was, let me say this. I have the utmost respect for how difficult it is to go through a week of preparation starting on Monday night with the game planning. The entire day, Tuesday, game plan goes through the coaching staff, how to attack a defense. How to attack an offense? What are we going to do on special teams? How's everything going to come together? What personnel groups do we want to use? Watching, hours and hours and hours of tape, going into the meeting and the run game coordinator saying, this is what I think we're thinking. And a couple of guys go, well, we got a problem here. And they go back and they reconvene later. Like, it is hard work. And the Dallas Cowboys won 12 games this season. And they were number one scoring offense in the National Football League. And they had statistically, they had a reputable defense. But we said it on the preview show, this is not a playoff caliber winning defense. They do not play against good football teams enough. They have not proven themselves against good football teams enough. And I have to say that as happy as you are as a former Green Bay Packer, as a Green Bay Packers fan, whoever's watching this and likes the organization, you have to watch that game and just wonder what in the hell were the Dallas Cowboys thinking when they put that game plan together, because it was awful. It looked like, if I'm watching stuff, I spend a fraction of the time watching this stuff that those guys do. And you could watch our preview show and go, okay, yep, do that, do this, don't do that, and follow it to a T and have more success than the Dallas Cowboys did on offense or defense. It was at the Green Bay Packers did not do anything out of the ordinary. We already knew that Dallas Cowboys were going to come in and run that Dan Quinn offense, right? Or defense. They're not going to, they're going to show you what they're going to show you their cards. They're going to outplay you on what they do. Boy, did that not work out well. And by the way, it hasn't worked out well for the second half of the season. They're giving up 25 points a game the last 7 weeks. Like, they're not good. Offensively, again, I want to talk about the Packers, so we're going to focus really quickly on this Dallas, the game plan. Why are you running? If you're the Dallas Cowboys, we showed it on tape. You get double-doubles. You have three all-pros, alleged all-pros, on your offensive line. So you can get two double teams with at least two all-pros on every single play if you run nickel. You get into base and you got a single block, guys, you're screwed. One guy's going to win against your center every time. One guy's going to win against the backside tackle every time. And they did. And, I mean, Dak did some Dak things. Talk about he's going to have some turnovers. He had some turnovers. It was a masterclass. I mean, for Matt LaFleur to have taken this team from like week 7 to where he is now, where they are now, how they believe in themselves, to take Jordan Love. You think if Dak Prescott, one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, Jordan Love, rookie contract, first year starter. And he didn't throw a ton of passes and a lot of stuff worked. You would watch that by any stretch of the imagination. You would watch that game and go, he is the better quarterback with the higher ceiling. I want him on my football team. And you could talk about regular season stats and all who's a second team all pro. I mean, it's not even close. And just from having guys in the right position to be successful, it looked like the Green Bay Packers have been playing playoff football for weeks. And they know exactly what they need to do to win. And it looked like the Dallas Cowboys were thinking about, you know, the second round of the playoffs. And this was an afterthought. You saw it early in the game with CeeDee Lamb on the sideline. They're talking to him. I mean, I don't know what they were doing, but it just looked like it looked off. It felt off. It looked bad, bad, bad. But the Green Bay Packers have a historic, I mean, they go down to Arlington and just give those guys a historic beating. I got three main themes of the day. And I just said the first one. One was in playoff mode. One looked like they're in preseason mode. Completely out-coached, out-planned, out-prepared, out-performed by the Green Bay Packers in every way possible. In every way, there's not one piece of that tape that the Green Bay Packers did not just outperform at their position. Not one piece of tape. You could talk about threw for 400 yards, stats late. Not one piece of tape did one of our guys get outplayed by one of their guys. It is insane. Maybe, Micah Parsons, Dexter Lawrence, they're really, really good. They got marginalized because of all the stuff that Matt LaFleur throws at them. When they had one-on-one blocks, they won. But they got marginalized because of the way Matt LaFleur ran that scheme, that system, some heads-up plays by Aaron Jones, some heads-up plays by John Runyon Jr. saved a couple what could have been. But everybody else, I mean, and they're their two best players. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, sure. Not yesterday. Unbelievable game. The Packers won this game in the trenches. We're talking about that a little right now. Huge effort from the front seven, Isaiah McDuffie, Quay Walker, Devondre when he was in, setting the tone. Kenny Clark just backside stabbing Tyron Smith, second team All-Pro, Tryon Smith, stabbing him, holding the B gap, making plays early in the game in the run game. Dallas Cowboys trying to run against five man line, trying to run with against base defense. No, thank you. Huge effort from the offensive line and the tight end group, who played lights out. Got beat when they should get beat by better players in 90 and 11 when they were, had their hand in the dirt. They're going to get, Tucker Kraft's going to get beat by those guys. They're better than he is. But good Lord, all the split flow, all the motion, all the coming back and lead blocking. What a phenomenal job. What a great effort from that room. Got Aaron Jones, who is lighter fluid, man. Told he needed 20 carries, 21 carries, 118 yards, three touchdowns. Career day. Unbelievable. Wide receivers block it. I mean, it like gives you goosebumps, man. You can't say, you just can't say enough good things about, like, it's hard to go play in Dallas. I played in Dallas. Like, I played in Dallas and got my ass kicked. Like, you go there, fans are great. It's a great environment. Dude, they just came out and put a beating on those guys. It was awesome. And number three, Packers young skill position players, they're here to compete. It doesn't matter who you're. You know, the best thing about this team, they don't have a number one. Jaden Reed had to have a catch yesterday. None of those guys really had cool. I mean, Dobbs had a ridiculous number, six for like 151, right? But the head coach and the wide receivers, they are dialed. Stenovich, like, I don't even talk about Stenovich anymore. He's the offensive coordinator. I mean, they got them dialed in. Oh, my God. Here are some playoff debut numbers. Jordan Love, 16 for 21, 272, three touchdowns. C.J. Stroud is going to win the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Right now, it looks like he's going to win Offensive Player of the Week for NFC for the third time in a row. The two youngest quarterbacks in the playoffs, I think, are the two best quarterbacks in the playoffs so far. I'll take Patrick Mahomes out of there. I don't want to get that in argument, but let's just be real about what these guys are doing. Romeo Doubs, playoff debut, 6 for 151 and a touchdown. Absolutely. Stephon Gilmore, who I think is has been a great career, great player. I don't know what planet he was on yesterday. I mean, and that Bland guy, all pro, really? The riders for all pro need to get their licenses taken away. I don't know, whatever it does. That is 9 all pro guys on that team. I'll talk about it later. You've got to be joking. Let's watch some of this tape, man. Defense first. I got some ends. Whoa, that does not look great. What have I done wrong here? Ladies and gentlemen, hold on 1 second. Aha, there we go. Let's check this out. Number one, scouting report. It's out there. Read it. Okay? You guys go, we play four down line. They look nickel. Like, they're going to be able to move the ball because they got some guys. Zach Martin's a guy. Tyler Smith's strong. They're going to be able to get second level, make the safeties make plays. They could have done this. I'm not saying they could do this all day. I'm saying it would have been a long game if they would have stayed nickel and run the ball every play. But they didn't. They went back to base. They let us get in our five down line. Scouting report, you will lose on single blocks. Slayton, watch this. So Slayton wins. Watch Kenny on the backside. This is the wrong playoffs, but Slayton wins. Quay beats Zach Martin backside. No dice. Fantastic. Just aggressive. We talked about Packers had to play downhill. Man, did they. This is the difference in the game. You watch the Lions game. I showed you the preview show, the first quarter. Lions are dominating the line of scrimmage, okay? But they miss some tackles. They fall down on some routes. All of a sudden, the Cowboys got 14 points, and it's a different kind of feel. Here's the difference. We didn't miss tackles yesterday. Isaiah McDuffie's in the game. Right? They do a quick slam and release with the tight end. He's got the check down. Last week, they missed this tackle. CeeDee Lamb goes for 40. Nope. 2 yard loss. Big flex. Now, they put Quay out on CeeDee. So here's the plan. We're going to double the inside guys. CeeDee Lamb's out there. We're going to have some opportunities where we're going to double them, but we're not going to do it deliberately. We're going to play off. Here they put Quay inside leverage. He jumps out. Now he can force underneath. Now Quay got out of position here, but he can force underneath. Safety comes down and drives. He forces, when I say force underneath, he plays underneath the receiver. So now that's a tougher throw. He's got to lead him more into the safety, right? And they're not on the same page. They did not look good early. and they're willing to roll the dice yesterday on some plays. In other words, when I say roll the dice, hey, I don't think you're going to complete a lot of deep balls down the sideline on us. I feel comfortable with that. I want to focus on the middle of the field. I want to focus on the digs and the crossing routes. We're going to take that stuff away. And you guys, if you guys want to try the sideline, you want to try the red line throws all day, go up, be my guest. They tried it early, didn't work. Great job here, just playing D, singled up. He's by himself there. Safety's not going to get there. You see Quay here. You see what 97 does to a second team All-Pro. Okay. Pushes him back in the backfield, makes the miss. But the problem is, I'm going to go back. With this defense and only one guy there, again, it was perplexing, right? They can run five down line. Don't even need a tight end. Tight end, you bring in another linebacker, and you still got six in the box. You only got five here. Safety's got to come down late, Jonathan Owens, and try to make a play. But this is an easy 5 yards for the Dallas Cowboys. And then, so timeline here. We score. They don't. They get the ball back. And Jair Alexander, remember, Jair gets suspended. He comes back first play of the last game. He blows up two players, right? Tight end and fullback. Knocks them on their ass. Sets the tone for the game for the entire defense. Second series. He just reminds us why we love him. He's pointing, first of all, talking, confidence. Switch, hey, okay, they're going to a bunch. Talking, communicating. Something that we didn't see. Remember last year, Minnesota Vikings, Justin Jefferson, first game? We were talking about communication. This is maturity. This is development. You'd love to see it. Try to win the whip route on him. Nope. Runs the route for the receiver. I think that's Cooks. Really, pretty close to being his own touchdown. They end up scoring 14-0. Now, this is going to happen again. I'm just bringing this up because they're playing a really good team this week. You put six in the box, and we don't have a lot of answers. And I see they're trying to bring the slot off the side here. But realistically, that play doesn't work unless you get really, really deep penetration on a downhill inside zone run on the play side. This stuff can happen a lot next week if you're going to try. You have to figure out. We talked about on the preview show. You go five or six in the box, man, it's going to be a long day. Fortunately, Dallas Cowboys didn't read the letter. Same thing here. Dallas did not game plan. It is ridiculous. Now, Slayton on, I think that's Slayton on the center. Watch the backside on second team All-Pro, Tryon Smith. And these guys are good players, man. I'm not trying to minimize it, right? But look what Kenny does. Kenny just stops this play. Like, Kenny puts his hand in the chest and goes, okay, you're not going anywhere. I'm just going to hold this spot. You can't cut all the way back. And now anywhere you go, I have leverage on you to make a tackle. I mean, this is a phenomenal job. You shouldn't be able to do this on a defensive tackle. A defensive tackle shouldn't be able to do this on a left tackle. Should not be able to do it. That is a phenomenal job by Kenny. That's just so big time. This guy was just not feeling it. We saw him on the sidelines. Greg Olson's talking about it a little bit. Just didn't make sense, some of the things. But, like, they're just off, man. You know, and I have to be honest with you. I've been saying this all week. It feels like, I said this last week, I think on this preview show. It feels like Jerry Jones and the expectations and the talking and the constantly having to be the voice of the team and the constantly having to be involved and having to have his radio shows and all of this stuff. These guys are going into the game just scared of their own shadows, man. I mean, that's what it looks like. And the pro athletes, I know how hard it is. But one team, it looks like they're just playing free. And everyone says there's nothing to lose. Man, it's not that there's nothing to lose. It's like the burden of expectations, not by the media, not by it, the burden of expectations that you feel on yourself. And that only place that can come from is internally or the people around you that you really care about. And the Dallas Cowboys, like if you're a Dallas Cowboy, the owner's constantly talking about it. The head coach feels that. They put that on you. like the pressure builds. Like you feel that pressure from the people around you that you care about. And it just feels like they just can't come out and play. I mean, they were just so thoroughly outplayed by this team. I mean, you see even when it worked. And Quay here almost has, you know, really Dak could have had a couple picks more in this game. Quay almost makes a phenomenal play. Ferguson ends up going up and getting this ball. But it's like that was the margin of error for them basically in the first half. You have to make the perfect throw in the perfect situation and between two guys that are 5 yards apart, 25 yards downfield for something to work out for you. And this is just another cleanup issue for Niners because you're going to see a lot of this stuff. I'm already looking ahead because this game was a joke. 27-0 before they got interesting. The Niners are going to run this play. Everybody runs this play. We run this play later in the game. I'll show it to you. So you got to clean this stuff up. So you're going to have the backside. They're going to run like a split flow action. And the tight end's just going to whiff on Lucas Van Ness, run around, and by here it's over. And then they just run the reverse. You get upside on the second level safety or linebacker. And it's a really, really tough look. You actually need the safety to come down faster when he sees the reverse look. That's how that's going to be dealt with. Because if you're Lucas Van Ness, you can't – I mean, you can try to take the guy out, but realistically, you're trying to make a play on the ball, and there's a lot of moving parts there. Could not defeat single blocks with three, quote-unquote, all pros on their team. And listen, I am not belittling – certainly Zach Martin is going to be a Hall of Famer. Tryon Smith, who is probably past his prime, is going to be a Hall of Famer. Tyler Smith, who's going to be a great player in this league. I have tons of respect for all these guys. My whole point is this, like, yeah, I work in this business – you see, guys, the hoopla and the fanfare that comes around this team, it bites you in the ass too, man. It's a two-way street. Look at 97 again. 97 is just owning, right, that matchup. Owning that matchup with the second team All-Pro. Owning that matchup. This sums up the Dallas team for me yesterday. Drop back. He's trying to look outside, covered. Right, they had CD. I don't know if he's going to run the Omaha pump chair look here. He's just running the out. Obviously, they funneled the channel pass. The slot pass on the between the hash and the numbers on the 30. They funneled that pretty well. They're going to be able to the middle linebackers will be drive on the crossing route. So he's got to come all the way back. He escapes. We get pinned again, which is not great. But Nixon played a different play speed yesterday than everybody else, right? I mean, he was flying around. And Dak takes a sack at the 43-yard line. Told me, just throw the ball out of bounds. I mean, I'm rooting for Green Bay, but sometimes you're like yelling at the TV, like, how? I don't know, what are you doing? It doesn't make any sense. Great play by Nixon, though, man. Tackling was the difference. So Jaire Alexander, right? Everybody talks about, historically, maybe not the best tackler. Had some injuries this year. How is he going to react? Last week, he showed you. Comes back this week. This is the difference in the game. You got a big-time player versus a big-time player, right? And everyone in Dallas is capable of going yard. Like, they buy and draft speed. That's it. But, hey, just a quick, hey, we're going to turn the 5-yard gain into a 6-yard gain. We're not going to turn it into a 16-yard gain. That's the difference in this game, guys. The Dallas Cowboys win on mistakes. They let their athletes be athletes. They win on shot plays. Guys separate. CeeDee Lamb does something amazing. Jake Ferguson makes a great play. Pollard breaks a run. Right? If you tackle and make people go, you know, 5 yards at a time, dude, this is a tough sport. And this is Night Night's Dad. We talked about it last week, man. You know, my kid used to want to not go to bed. He'd go, no, Night Nights. I say, you go Nine Nights. He goes, no Nine Nights, Dada. He went Nine Nights. Darnell Savage. So they bring the slot. You could probably read this. Dak probably sees this. And unfortunately for Dak, he thought the answer, and I'm going to show this from the end zone, the other end zone, he thought the answer was the outside slant on the double slant look. Both those guys, everyone's dialed in. Dak just doesn't look at where the safety's coming down. Darnell takes it yard. This game is Nine Nights, guys. This game's over. You know, between this and Jaire's pick in the point conversion, you know, 14 points. That's huge, man. And you just see Dak's eyes here. He never looked at Savage. He never looked at the inside slot, which the inside slot was open. Even if Savage is coming down, the inside slot's going to be more open here. And he just gets his pocket picked, man. Love it. Way to go, Darnell. You know, that's just a guy reading eyes, being a football player. So that's where guys excel the most. You put in a game plan, you make a call, they practice it, they see it, they feel so comfortable with it. Now it's like, I'm just going to read and react. I'm a read and react athlete. I feel very comfortable in what I'm being asked to do. Phenomenal job. Love it. Now, the Dallas, this is what I'm talking about. Okay, so we got two wide threes. Campbell's going outside. You got really four in the box. Call it five. Quay's going to stay in. But you got five to this side, and you got four blockers and a running back. It don't make any sense what they're doing. It don't make any sense. Quay undercuts it. Valentine gets outside. It just don't make any sense. That's, you know, from a Dallas standpoint, Mike McCarthy's offensive play caller, they've done such a good job this year. This is like 101, man. You don't run where there's more people than you got. Go empty here. Look how close this could have been to a three-pick day. I mean, he's right there. Tough play, certainly, for Devondre. Right, they end up scoring on this anyways. You almost feel bad watching the tape. Almost. You almost feel bad for what they're trying to do. Because, why am I saying that? Because this is six in the box. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys could have been in this all day and run the same play. They probably averaged 7 yards a carry against six in the box. Seriously. In nickel runs, they probably averaged 7 yards a carry. But they only ran it like six times. It's unbelievable. Somehow they called this on a face, man. This is a tough call. Extending a drive on Kenny. Third quarter, it's 27-0. They finally start to get it. Talking about the Cowboys. So we're going to take a peek outside. Right? We're going to drop into two. And they're running trail here, so it's like two man, right? But they got two safeties deep. Linebackers playing up. Devondre's got the back out of the backfield. So now the middle of the field's open. And they're in the deep dig and end up making the completion. Actually, good coverage, too. It's just, that's a really, really hard thing for a quarterback to stick with, right? So good throw, good catch. Dak's a good quarterback that makes some plays. But we take it away. So now they're showing kind of their quarters look, and they're going to drop into a cover three with a robber. And we'll give him the deep fades. And, I mean, credit to CeeDee Lamb. He almost makes his play. It was unbelievable. Could have been an unbelievable catch. But the Green Bay Packers, if you're trying to take away what they're good at, you're going to have to be willing to give them a shot at some things that you might think they're not as good at. And in this case, it was Dak's deep ball. And the last play I'll show you on defense is, of course, my favorite Preston Smith appreciation post. Now, Tryon Smith, who is a second team All-Pro, really, really good player. Had a couple plays later in this game, really in the run game more than the pass. I know they gave up Lucas Van Ness, got the sack, but let's, you know, call it what it is. Like, some of these sacks just take a little time. But, man, Preston just, you know, and here's the thing. Rashawn Gary still got to figure out, like, he can't rush over the top of the quarterback every damn play. But Preston beats him with kind of a stop and go here. Really, I'm going to show you the end zone copy. And just kind of changes pace right here, gets him off, and go. Just does a great job of extending, getting that arm up and getting that left arm off him, turning the corner. Dak just doesn't quite see. He should be throwing the check down, but I don't know if he sees Wooden in the way there. I don't know. I held onto that ball, but that's all she wrote, man. I love it. I'm going to show you a couple of bad plays because there wasn't very many. There's early in the game. But really, when you think about the Dallas Cowboys defense, one of the, look, get a middle linebacker already. I made fun of it last week because the guy's 205 pounds, 14. But I was like, it's insulting. It's like insulting. At one point, they had their safety play middle linebacker. But here's the thing. The Dallas Cowboys defense is predicated on DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons making plays. And the first, I think two out of the first three plays, really three out of the first three plays, they made plays. So here he beats Elgin across his face. They're going to have to big fan. This is a tough block for Elgin, but you got to get your hands out, right? Slams back in, makes the play. Okay. Great job. There's just not many bad ones. Now they end up getting a sack. Jordan, throw the ball away, right? It's early in the game. You're in Dallas. The one thing you can't do is get the crowd with them. They get the sack. Fortunately, I think one of their all pros had a holding call on this as well. And then Lawrence again, like I've been saying this for 3 years, like people want to talk about certain guys on this team. This, if from an offensive lineman standpoint, this guy's an absolute dude, real problem. And I think he gets Rashid Walker and gets him turned, pushed him back in the resets the line of scrimmage there. Aaron's got to run into him. Obviously on the other side here for looking at everything that's happening. John Runyon Jr., the guy gets a little bit too vertical. Things just not happening like you want them to. Things are moving fast at the beginning of the ball game, okay? But now we settle down. Under center. Little play action look. You see how far off everyone wants to play here. And this is what you got to love. So somebody asked me this today. What's different about the Green Bay Packers? And we talked about it a little bit last week. They're trying, at least at the tackle position, you see Rashid Walker in particular, tries to set square in the line of scrimmage. That does a number of things. But with Jordan Love's deep drops, it's giving him an exit strategy. So everybody's in front of him there, and they're just trying to bull back to the quarterback instead of trying to go that upfield presence. So he can have a little bit of time. And because he's such a good athlete, now he exits. And when he exits, he can kind of exit. Still, look, he can exit horizontal, doesn't have to run backwards. He doesn't necessarily get to go downfield, but he's trying to buy time. Jordan's one of those quarterbacks that's buying time to throw the football, not to run. So when he can go horizontal and still flip his hips around and make plays, that's a good thing for the Green Bay Packers. You see this on, one of the big third downs. Stephon Gilmore, what are you doing? So everyone's playing a certain kind of defense, and then 21's playing a different kind of defense. I think this is Romeo Dobbs who ends up making this play in the middle of the field. Fantastic catch, really. You see it here. So Zach Tom gets bulled by Micah Parsons because he's one-on-one. He ends up anchoring, which is a huge deal, okay? Ends up anchoring right there. Now he's squared up to Jordan. Jordan has to back up, but it's not that big of a deal. DeMarcus Lawrence doesn't see it till too late. Flips and fires. Great arm. A little bit high. Take it. 12 personnel under center. 12 personnel, we talked about in the preview show. It's all you can eat against this defense. They can't stop the run, and then you put them in a situation where they're not sure how to play the pass. All you can eat in this defense. So they run this with a shallow cross. They're really looking for the comeback here. They have the flat route with the running back as a check down. Put the linebacker in a bad position. Jordan's got two guys open, ends up making the play. The thing about Jordan is he's just, as you see him progress, it's again, you think about why has he gotten better? Well, he's taking the gimmies and he's not throwing those, you know, the 5 yard outs, the 10 yard outs out of bounds. Like he's completing these passes. That's the difference in the game. And this is all you can eat, man. You're at Sizzler. This is a buffet. All you can eat. You're double teaming with your best interior offensive lineman and your center and your backside right guard and right tackle. They at least have somebody to go to. The left guard and center have no one to go to here. That's a 4 or 5 yard gain, but he's not getting hit until 3 yards, 4 yards. It's all you can eat. You can do that every single play. They're too reliant on talent. What I mean by that is Micah Parsons is going to beat Tucker Kraft probably 19 out of 20 times here. But he still has to beat him and make the play. So he wins, but because he doesn't follow through, because maybe he's thinking about the keeper, for whatever reason, he doesn't follow through, and they've got nobody in the hole. And you just get, you get two solid double teams. Jenkins drops his guy, gets Walker up on backside on 14, who has no part of that conversation. 33, their only true linebacker in the game, overruns the play given the fact that we got a double with the center and the right guard. You just get a stalemate from Zach Tom, and you get a, what, 15-yard run? Love it. Keep doing it. Good Will Hunting. Why am I saying that? Do you remember that scene in Good Will Hunting where Matt Damon's doing the math problem and the guy's like, oh, good job. And Matt Damon's like, do you have any idea how easy this is for me? This is a joke. This is how I watch this game. When I'm watching this game, I feel like Matt LaFleur was on the sideline going, do you have any idea how easy this is for us? We're going to line up at 12 and run split flow against that defense all day long. Are you joking? I mean, it is literally all you can eat all day long. We don't even block the linebacker. Like, when I say we're not blocking the linebacker, they're not even trying to block the linebacker. He's not even the scheme. We just push it all the way. And if that guy makes the play, he's going to make it 7 yards deep. Look at this. Goodness gracious. By the way, Elgin Jenkins, I know he had a hold on Micah Parsons, but dude, he just drops this guy. So he used a little snatch technique on the nose guard. These plays don't work if he doesn't dominate his block. Right? They put him in a bad position as far as like scheme wise, he's got to win and he's got the single on the backside, center's rising. Right? If they're running like, if they have like a 2-eye, he won like every one of these, man. He played, you know, we got 9 all pros on the other team. Like, if they're all pros, like 74 was an all pro yesterday. I mean, it feels like you're stealing yards because you got your linebackers 5 yards off the football, which is the upper end of normal in the National Football League. You're in 12 personnel. They're in base defense, and they don't have, like, the guys on the line of scrimmage aren't, like, 300-pound, 320-pound dudes. I don't think they have a 300-pound dude on the football field right now. Okay? So now they're worried about, because we're in 12, they're running split flow. All you can eat. So what are they thinking? 33's thinking he's going backside. So he says inside leverage. He doesn't walk out, which is fair enough. So what does Matt LaFleur do? Oh, I'll just run two goes and run Musgrave into the flat. How's that sound? And we're already outflanked. By the time you snap the ball, you're already beat by 3 yards leverage. Get upfield, get another first down. I mean, sometimes there's no answers because of the way that the other team wants to play. They want to play that match three in the red zone. Tough sled. Now, we run the screen. Safety comes down and says, no, I have the tight end. I have the tight end. Who is the tight end? I have the tight end. Okay, good. Like, Josh Myers is like, man, I've screwed this up 2 weeks in a row. Thank you. I know exactly who I'm going to go block now. They return. They get a double. They take two guys on him. It's so obvious. Good screenplay down the red zone. And then it's like, oh, hey, number 14's 6-something, 205 pounds. We're calling him a linebacker. Hey, do you want to play on our goal line package? You can be the guy in the middle. How's that sound? We'll pick 33, the only like real big linebacker we have. We'll go put him over the tight end on the line of scrimmage. Sound like fun? Yeah, man, let's do that. Great double. Great redirect by John Runyon Jr. And then Zach Tom just kind of holds the point here. All he has to do is keep that guy out of the B gap. Does it. Run through. Easy money. Great job. Now, when they went nickel even, this is kind of good on good. This is what I was expecting to see for some of the when they went nickel-y, like when they matched with nickel, in other words, they're a little bit better in the run. I know that sounds weird. Like, shouldn't they be better with more people? No, because it's who the people are. You can't play downhill with the guys they had in the on the field. They do a better job of attacking double teams out of their nickel look because of the way those guys are situated. So, like, the backside guy can attack the tackle. The playside guy can attack the center or the guard instead of actually taking on a double. So they do. I showed it last week. They do a better job here. And they do a better job of kind of holding up. Now you watch their two best guys, and this guy kind of resets the line of scrimmage with Zach Tom, talking about DeMarcus on the left, and then or on the right, and then Micah Parsons. We got the split flow look. Tucker Kraft, he just goes too flat down the line for Tucker here. Can't really get to him, and ends up making the play because we got to cut back because of Zach. I know DeMarcus is on the ground right there, but the truth is he won that battle. We go up top here. And again, I don't know what their corners are. I don't know if he was jumping the route. You know, you just don't know. But we got a trips look over there, really far out on that side. They're going to carry the seam route. Big play underneath here. And no one's home. Just a great play design. Obviously, Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers offensive coaching staff are watching how these corners, we talked about on our show, watching how they'll sit and they want to jump routes. And then they just, it's like they almost got a little disinterested here. He tries to play that. So what he's doing is he's trying to play that trap technique where if they run a slant, he's going to be able to pick it off, right? And it doesn't happen. He obviously has safety help backside, but now you've got to get your depth and get kind of back to the middle of the field and get yourself a little bit of space because you can do the sideline as a friend. Doesn't do that. Wide, wide, wide open. Obviously, we had some players underneath that had to move because of Jordan Love's mobility. That mobility, you don't think about it because he's just buying some time. He's not really going towards the line of scrimmage. But that makes a big difference because those underneath linebackers and safeties have to respect his ability to run. Huge holes in the passing game. Fantastic. Now, these guys, we watched the preview, right? They're way off. Aaron Jones is at the top of the screen. You can't see him. He's going to come into motion. They run like a tunnel screen. Look how – this is all you can eat. We talked about what do you play with off against this Dallas defense? What are you going to throw? You're going to throw your screen game. You're going to throw your crossers. You're going to throw your checkdowns or your underneath stuff, right? You're going to have some deep crossers available, right, or middle of the field stuff down the middle. Everybody knows it. I just don't understand down here on the 18 yard line. It's almost like if you're on the Dallas, they're calling this defense. You go, are you sure? It seems like we're in a little bit of trouble here. I mean, I wonder why they have Aaron Jones out there. He's a pretty good runner with the football. Love it. Take it. All right, Tucker Kraft. Got a holding call here. This is one of those with Tucker. I actually love his hands. I showed this. Now, listen, he's going to get beat by, you know, he's going to get that line of scrimmage reset. You hope that Aaron Jones kind of follows Jenkins here and just tries to get behind that line. But, you know, he's a fast guy, so he goes, I'm going to be fast. And they get that little tug there on Parsons. So they end up bringing this thing back. But then we just got an ISO alert down here. They run a trips look. ISO look, return up top with Wicks to give him some eyeballs. And they're just going to run the slant. Now we got two out of the left side here because you got the back coming out of the backfield to occupy the safety. So he's got to think about the flat. And as soon as that safety clears into the flat, he throws it to Dobbs. Again, on an all pro. Crazy, 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 crazy. Get down to the one-yard line, 2-yard line. And again, I'm pro Packer. Like I like good football too. This isn't good football. That guy is just not built to be a goal line off the ball linebacker. Little things matter here. This happened really twice in the game, maybe more than I saw. Zach Tom gets beat inside here by a really good player. Aaron Jones picks it up. And because of that, they run the double move. I think this is on, is this the one on Gilmore? No, this is a different one, but they ran this twice. So they run the sail out here. Wide, wide open. All because of Aaron Jones picking that up. Then we talk about the all-pro defense. Now, you get your tight end out here, and you're playing, I don't know, 8 yards off, 10 yards off. What is that? Okay, they got a trips left look. And you're giving up the five-yard route. I mean, look how you're stealing yards. I love it. Down in the red zone, too. That's the thing that's I keep bringing up a lot of these that are in the red zone. If, the thing is, guys, as much as you love what the Packers did yesterday, it really is. It's like it's hard to watch this tape. It's perplexing. So they go 2x2. No, excuse me. They're empty, sir. And 3x2, they bring motion down. And when they brought motion down, let's talk about the top of the screen here. It's a fun play. So they bring the motion down, and so they it turns into a switch release. And switch release, so they have to change responsibility. So that softens up the coverage up top. And I know we got can't see the guy at top. Sorry about that. But now you see this, and hey, guys, we're going to Sizzler, baby, because it's another all-you-can-eat buffet. Both these guys are wide open. There is no safety in the middle of the field. Game over. Who do you want to throw to? Who wants a touchdown? Who wants a touchdown today? Jordan Love is absolutely dealing, complete mastery of what they're looking at. Here's what Jordan Love's doing that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't do last year, probably wouldn't do for the last couple of years. Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback. It's not what I'm saying. Matt LaFleur is going, hey, this is how we run this offense. It's Brock Purdy. Kyle Shanahan, this is how we run the offense. This is the progression. If you see this, you throw it here. If you see that, you go to this route, then this, and that. Throw. It works like this. This is how I designed it. He doesn't have to argue. He doesn't have to say, well, I wanted to do this over here. He says, hey, I trust you. I taught you what to do. Do what I tell you. Things will turn out well. Brock Purdy, Jordan Love. We're going to see that matchup this week. It's the same thought process. Young guys willing to learn, taking what they're being coached, and applying it at the highest level. Just absolutely phenomenal. On the flip side of it, that's another Sizzler moment, man. I feel like I'm watching Kadeem Harrison and White Man Can't Jump, man. We going to Sizzler. And then he didn't. Same play that they ran, we ran. Everyone runs this play. I just love it. Figured I'd put it on tape. You know, we talked about last week, a really good play is when you got the defensive end running the wrong direction, doesn't realize there's a problem. Again, little things matter from – this is actually Aaron Jones and John Runyon Jr. To be fair, John Runyon is going to try to help this regardless, but Zach Tom gets beat really again inside by trying to go wide on the run cell. But here's what happens. Because John Runyon Jr. and Aaron Jones pick up – I think that's DeMarcus Lawrence this time who wins – gives him time. That is DeMarcus Lawrence, because I'll show you the other side of it. Stephon Gilmore, on the same kind of play, same idea, gets beat. Now, when you come all the way down across the hash, here's what happens. That corner, once you hit that hash mark, the corner's like, no, he's too committed, man. He's gone. So they have these like check marks in their head. Well, if he goes past that hash, he's going across. Okay, so now he turns his head and starts running, doesn't realize that's exactly like I know that you know that I know that you know kind of thing, right? Like Princess Bride. So what happens? We just come back out of the break. There's nobody within 30 yards of this pass. It's not even a good pass. He just throws it to where he knows he's going to be. Get down here, make a huge play. So we see John Runyon Jr. helps out here. 1-2 bang. And then he's still going to get beat. So Aaron Jones cleans it up. Now, DeGuara, that's Micah Parsons. Hey, bro, I think he sees you. DeGuara, in real time, DeGuara kind of stops at the end, Rasheed Walker, and kind of looks around like, I wonder if he sees me, right? And Parsons is like, bro, I'm going to knock the quarterback's head off, man. That's why this ball, he can't really step into it. He's just, I mean, lucky he didn't lose him right there. Beauty. That's a great route by Dobbs, because going all the way in there before you're coming back out, man, that really does something to the defensive back. Okay, yeah, 14-1. You got a combined off-the-ball linebacker duo of 410 pounds. That was 420 pounds, okay? Or Vita Vea. You got Vita Vea playing linebacker in two people. And so they run the ball for 10. Okay. Jayron Kearse, free safety, 6'4", 215. Good size free safety, to be fair. But man, oh man, you got to be joking. Now, what are they doing? The Cowboys are betting that Rashid Walker's not going to get 97 because they know Elgin Jenkins has to go help Myers go play side. Okay? They know that. Now, there's different ways to block this and certainly blah, 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 blah. But they're betting on that. But Aaron Jones is just a little too slippery, a little too good. First guy miss. Those guys aren't going to make a play until he's 78 yards downfield. And I just asked this question out loud to myself when I'm putting this show together. Like, what did we average in 12 personnel running wise? What was the yard? If anybody could tell me what the yards per carry in 12 personnel was, man, because I mean, this is stealing. So they're like, oh, we're in base. Great. Fantastic. Our base defense. Oh, wait a second. Our off the ball linebackers, 205 pounds. We don't have anybody on the defensive line that Mozzie Smith doesn't even play. Mozzie Smith's the only big guy they have. He's the only guy that weighs over 300 pounds. I mean, it's like, so DeGuara, I think, does a great job here getting backside here on the split flow. They do the release with Tucker Kraft. Mike is coming down hard on Zach Tom's double team. Got the big fan outside. Josh Myers does a good job here of pushing. Look at Josh Myers with the backside hand, driving that guy all the way. I mean, 4 yards of displacement. It's big time, man. Big time. What does it do? Gets John Runyon Jr. up on the second level. Zach Tom and John Runyon Jr. do a great job of displacing that guy vertically. Touchdown. Literally the next series. Oh, same play. They just brought DeGuara in motion. Exact same play. Same. I mean, Elgin Jenkins, big time block. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Micah Parsons is now off the ball. They're like, dude, we got to do something. What can we do? Okay, let's put our best player off the ball because he is an off the ball linebacker, right? From Penn State. Last time I checked, we could do that. We'll put 33 on the ball. Like, bring in a big guy. You guys have defensive linemen. Just bring in another one and then put Micah off the ball. Put 33 and Micah off the ball. Get another big guy in there. Like, try something. What are we doing? Anyways, Elgin Jenkins. Okay, so they point out Micah. We talked about it last week. He's like Junior Seau. You just got to make sure the line and the tight end are blocking him, okay? So he tries to beat him across. Look what Jenkins does. Stays on his track. Just doesn't try to turn. That's the biggest thing. Doesn't try to turn on initial contact. Stays on that angle. Turns him late. Look at that hole. That is such – I can't explain to you how difficult that a block that is. Plus, it's like Micah Parsons is coming full speed and Jenkins doesn't get knocked on his ass. Like, that in itself is an amazing job. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal job. Cancun Carlin, man. Some of these guys are on vacation already. This is just – this is the leak out, you know, throwback. It's can't – hey, they're drinking – I mean, life is never going to be the same for this guy. I mean, there's nobody on the screen. You're in the National Football League. You're up, what, 41 to something. And you run a tight end leak, and there's nobody on the screen against the second-rated Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys in this defense. I mean, put a poster up. That's unbelievable. And then the game's over. It's fourth quarter, 15 is the start of the fourth quarter. Up, all right, hey, I got an idea. Let's play 6 yards off at linebacker now. That'll help. I know we were playing five. Let's play 6 yards off. We're in 12 again, by the way. I think we'll just run it. I mean, it's almost like they don't want – it's almost like they want everybody to get fired. The Packers are killing them. Don't get me wrong, but – it's crazy. This is a crazy game, man. All right. Two big-time plays here. Jenkins, one. Turns his shoulders. Gets that drive. And then backside. I think this is Sims. Look at the cut. Oh, that cut does the job. Myers doesn't really do a great job following up Jenkins' fantastic block. Took poor footwork. That's okay. It doesn't matter. Another big run on the way to his 100-plus yards, 21 carries. Just phenomenal. I think this might be the last play we got. And just rub salt in the wound again. Easy play. Touchdown. It was huge, man. Nuts. What I got wrong. All right, here we go. Matchups. Packers safeties versus the run. Green Bay will struggle to hold Dallas under 5 yards per carry without adding to the box. Well, I was right. In nickel, they couldn't do that. But they didn't run nickel. Oh, goodness. Jordan Love versus the Dallas corners. They play off and are opportunistic with jumping routes. We saw that. Quarterback is to hold players that hit the deep routes when they're available. Boy, he just played. He played fantastic. And then the D-line versus Dallas O-line. This is the matchup of the day. Can this D-line outperform against a really good Dallas group and force Dak into bad situations? I don't know how many. I think the defense forced Dak into bad situations. I think the secondary played out of their mind good. They tackled well. It's not that they were disguising coverage. They did a lot of things that you see from Green Bay, from defenses all the time. You did like the constant pressure. They end up, of course, when you pass the ball that much, two things are going to happen. One, they're going to get a ton of yards. Two, they're going to have some turnovers and give up sacks. Keys to victory. Aaron Jones touches, has to get at least 20, hit at 21. I'm talking about carries. Stay in your lane and play downhill defensively. That was it. That was the name. I mean, that was it. They lead the league in scoring because they bait secondary defenders into losing their vision. We did such a good job there. That was phenomenal. I wrote Dak Prescott has full command of the offense. If you peak, you get beat. The Packers have to stay disciplined. I think the name of the game was exactly that. Play downhill, play disciplined, and really just make those tackles that we talked about. Trading body shots early. This actually became, I was wrong because it was 27-0. There was no body shots to be traded. The Green Bay Packers, I was hoping they'd hold them to field goals. They actually shut them out. So we had the touchdown. We had the turnover by Jair. Then we had the other touchdown. Then we had the pick six. I mean, it was phenomenal. Big takeaway for me. Packers are confident on both sides of the ball. This weekend against the Niners, who is a different class of team, my opinion, is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of good matchups there. We'll get to that on Thursday. And I'm going to bring it up one more time. Who is voting for this all-pro team? And listen, I got some guys that I thought should have been all-pro I'm pissed off about, so I'm feeding that into it. Don't get me wrong, but good Lord. Dallas has 9 all-pros. I mean, 9 all-pros. It was 27-0 with 9 all-pros on their team. Pays to be a Cowboy. I think, you know, for me, the takeaway really is, though, I feel bad in a way for the players on that team, because I do think that the pressure or the constant talk about how Michael Irvin and that Dallas offensive line back in the day and how good they were and all the championships and the legacy and the expectations and the way that Jerry talks about it. And I'm getting older and I need it. And like Jerry Jones had Jimmy Johnson, he gets rid of him. He had Bill Parcells. That's why everybody's talking about Bill Belichick. And it's like, well, Bill Parcells was that's Belichick's guy. I mean, it's his guy. And Parcells is like, you want me to cook dinner? You want me to buy the groceries? Jerry wants to be a part of everything. I wonder if Jerry is at that age now where he's like, you're right, man. Like, if it's Bill, like, hey, Bill, because that's the only way it would work, right? Bill, just do your thing. Steven's going to do this, but we're going to, you have final say on everything. Wink, wink. Right? Because otherwise, it could work. It could work. It seems like, in a lot of ways, that would be a good place for him to go because he has a quarterback. I think Dak's still a quarterback. I just think that there's that game plan was so bad. Players didn't play well. That game plan was so bad. I don't know how much it would have mattered. Matt LaFleur's staff had their team so much more prepared to play football than the Dallas Cowboys staff had their team to play. Not that it's all on them, but just schematically, the things they were asking them to do were asinine. And obviously they made some mental errors in that game, especially on the defensive side of the football. But that was asinine to see what transpired there if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. Luckily, I'm not. Green Bay Packers played phenomenal. Can't say enough, going back to it, about how great a job this group of individuals in that locker room and that staff have done at developing over the course of the year and just playing good football when it matters the most. Last couple of weeks have been playoff implications for them every single week, and they've delivered. Totally, just such a fun team to watch. We'll see what happens over the next, this is going to be, let's not sugarcoat it. The Niners are good. But this team's going to go into it again. The only thing I can see before the preview show is the offense ain't scared. That's for sure. All right, guys, check me out. MikeWall68X, Process to Perform, Instagram. Like me, rate me, review me. Give me some feedback. See ya.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.